Not even popes can escape purgatory due to the rigors of God's justice and the scripture that says, to whom much is given, much is expected. Today's purgatory story will reveal this reality to us, and I will show you the benefit of praying for these particular souls. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Since I am mentioning Saint Lutgarda, ought I to speak of the celebrated apparition of Pope Innocent III? I acknowledge the perusal of this incident shocked me, and I would fain pass over it in silence. I was reluctant to think that a pope, and such a pope, had been condemned to so long and terrible a purgatory. We know that Innocent III, who presided at the celebrated Council of Lateran in 1215, was one of the greatest pontiffs who ever filled the chair of St. Peter. His piety and zeal led him to accomplish great things for the Church of God and holy discipline. How then admit that such a man was judged with so great severity at the Supreme Tribunal? How reconcile this revelation of St. Lutgarda with divine mercy? I wished therefore to treat it as an illusion and sought for reasons in support of this idea. But I found on the contrary that the reality of this apparition is admitted by the gravest authors and that it is not rejected by any single one. Moreover, the biographer Thomas de Cantimpore is very explicit and at the same time very reserved. Remark, reader, he writes at the end of his narrative, that it was from the mouth of the pious Lutgarda herself that I heard of the faults revealed by the defunct, and which I omit here through respect for so great a pope. Pope Innocent III died July 16, 1216. The same day he appeared to St. Lutgarda in her monastery at Ivoires in Brabant. Surprised to see a specter enveloped in flames, she asked who he was and what he wanted. "I am Pope Innocent," he replied. "Is it possible that you, our common father, should be in such a state? It is but too true. I am expiating three faults which might have caused my eternal perdition. Thanks to the Blessed Virgin Mary, I have obtained pardon for them, but I have to make atonement. Alas, it is terrible, and it will last for centuries if you do not come to my assistance. In the name of Mary, who has obtained for me the favor of appealing to you, help me." With these words, he disappeared. Lutgarda announced the Pope's death to her sisters, and together they betook themselves to prayer and penitential works in behalf of the august and venerated pontiff, whose demise was communicated to them some weeks later from another source. Now, this serves definitely as a warning to any of you that bear any type of rule or responsibility over others, to myself included, that I have the great benefit of this channel. But here is the real benefit for all of us, especially people like popes, cardinals, and bishops. These that are up there, oftentimes for the sake of making our lives easier, lay people will say, oh, they must be in heaven. And so we forget about them. They are abandoned. Can you imagine what it would be like if you were the one to pray for that pope, bishop, or cardinal, and they were then purified, not with their faults and stains of earth, but now purified with all that was good and holy in them, and the power of their office? They would be the most luminous and powerful spiritual intercessors for you. And since they are so abandoned, it's kind of like, take your pick. Who do you want to pray for? And then it could be said that you were the one that delivered such and such a pope or cardinal or bishop. And now they are your exclusive intercessor. Of course, they're going to be praying for many other people, but in a particular way, they will owe a debt to you. Do you want to have a powerful intercessor? Do you want to have a successor of Peter as your personal friend, protecting you, praying for you, helping you to be inspired to do God's will faithfully? Then pray for a pope in purgatory. Do we know which ones are there? We don't. So we can ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. We can offer these prayers to the Blessed Mother, that if there are any popes in purgatory, that God may have mercy on them. We can offer masses, rosaries, indulgences, and all the other many things that we've spoken about. Before we finish, I do want to mention, I hope this inspires you to do so, you'll thank me later for their intercession, a website that is helping to support this channel, Purgatory Project. Purgatory Project is a place where you can put the names of your deceased loved ones so that you and others can visually see them and pray for them so that they can have masses offered for them so that purgatory can be and go and check it out. It is a beautiful work of God's grace. Pray for the person that created this website and enroll to your loved ones as soon as possible. If this video has been helpful to you in any way, please subscribe and support the channel and support it through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.